This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday urged citizens around the world to take to the streets to protest Russia's invasion of his country.
Come from your offices, your homes, your schools and universities. Come in the name of peace. Come with Ukrainian symbols to support Ukraine, to support freedom, to support life. Come to your squares, your streets. Make yourselves visible and heard. Say that people matter. Freedom matters. Peace matters. Ukraine matters.
In a passionate speech on the one-month anniversary of Russia's invasion, Zelensky urged people around the world, quote, to stand against the war starting from March 24th and after then to speak up against Russia's bloody war.
Russia started the war against freedom as it is. This is only the beginning for Russia on the Ukrainian land. Russia is trying to defeat the freedom of all people in Europe, of all the people in the world. It tries to show that only crude and cruel force matters.
The UN Security Council defeated a humanitarian resolution on Ukraine.
A Russian resolution on the growing humanitarian crisis in Ukraine that did not mention the Russian invasion that caused the situation was defeated in the United Nations Security Council. The resolution needed a minimum of 9 yes votes to pass in the 15-member council, but China was the only member to support Russia, with the 13 other council members abstaining. The defeat of the Russian resolution came as the General Assembly began consideration of a resolution drafted by Ukraine and 24 other countries and co-sponsored by nearly 100 nations. That resolution clearly states Russia's aggression is responsible for the growing humanitarian emergency. I'm Mike Rossio.
This is VOA News.